you do there at the automation place?
I was an administrative assistant.
Yeah, who did you work
for? In the office. I was the administrative assistant for the engineering department.
Oh, okay. What's it like working with engineers all the time?
Well, the old saying goes that an amateur built the Ark and a professional built the Titanic. And that is so true.
That's funny.
I used to tell my engineers that as they graduated, they grabbed their diploma with one hand as they sucked their brains out with the other.
Oh, no.
They have no common sense.
Did you have to help them with their common sense?
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember a story from work where there was lacking common sense and then you had to help them a little bit? Do you recall any of those times?
Many, every day. That was my daily job. Yeah, because what looks good on paper doesn't always work in reality, and they had to be reminded of that daily.
Mm. Anything stick out in your head as a specific that you could share?
Well, just the, you know, they don't take in the reality of the workers, you know, their abilities and their non-abilities. And they do have a, they're smart. And they don't understand that some of these minimum wage jobs, you don't always get really bright, intelligent people. Mm-hmm. But they want them to respond that way when, and it doesn't work out always, you know. Sometimes it's just above the people's ability to be able to do it.
Sounds like you were sort of a bridge between them and the rest of the workers, like a communicator in a way.
But I was always on the worker side.
You were. They probably needed that.
Yeah.
Do you think you felt protective of the workers because of growing up in a small town and having friends?
Well, I was always a worker myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I started out on the assembly line and then moved up, but yeah, it was. But you know, they also had, you know, companies are ran so much different now. You know, there's all these little, nice little, quote, you know, FIFO and 5S and, you know, and it's just something some company thought of to, you know, rate these organizations down to the bare minimum so that the CEOs can make a bigger profit.
What is FIFO or 5S? I don't know what that is.
Well, it's 5S is it's supposedly a process to where you can take a line that say is 30 feet long and takes 12 people to run. You can shrink it down to where it's 4 feet long and it takes one person to run.
But it's the same amount of work?
Same amount of work.
So efficiency. Super efficiency.
Well, yes.
But
on paper.
It becomes less efficient because there's not as many hands doing the same amount of work.
That, but we eliminated 11 jobs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's more automated, it's more, but them 11 people are now out looking for another job, mm-hmm. you know. But it's also more automated, so it breaks down. You now have, you had 12 people that was probably interchangeable. If one, you know, had to step away, the someone else could move into their spot. Now you have one person. That person gets sick, you have to bring someone else in that doesn't know that one. I mean, there's just all kinds of examples that it doesn't always work.
How difficult was that for you watching one of the workers get eliminated?
It was hard, you know, because, well, I had never been let go from a job until this time. I mean, you know, till the end, but it was hard.